the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And welcome back to the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Greg Wyatt joins me from the Sigel Stars. And Coach, last night, some penalties and some other things kind of stifled a little bit the offense, but you had homecoming, and I know that comes a lot of distractions with homecoming in itself, and I think the thing important thing is a win's a win, and Laverne kind of had a little shot at the end, but you all prevailed.
My wife keeps telling me, you know, it's a win, so that's about the best thing that came out of last night. We're not good enough to play through so many distractions.
Okay. We'll just move it up right here a little bit. There you go. You better?
Now.
Is that better?
Hello. Hello.
Okay. Let's put you up a little bit. I think it's a malfunction on the mic, actually.
How about now?
You good? Okay. All right.
Check one, two.
We'll continue. Well, what I was asking was, Coach, you know, the distractions of homecoming kind of make it a little bit difficult anyway for kids, and we got to remember they're 17 years old, and I think sometimes that kind of gets involved in the game plan sometimes.
Yeah, you know, you're dealing with 17, 18-year-old kids, you know, 14, 15, some of them, you know, young ones. You know, there was more than just homecoming going on last night. We were too worried about what we were going to look like when we went out on the field. We were worried about going to a Young Life retreat after the ball game. There are just so many different things going on last night. We're not a good enough football team to be able to play through so many distractions like that. We were fortunate enough to come out with a win. Coach Stevens and them are doing a great job at Laverne.
They fight, don't they? I mean, they don't give up.
That team's a lot better. They're a lot better, and they're continuing to get better. They do fight. They whipped us up front, and I'll just be flat out honest with you. They flat physically whipped us up front.
I know you had several penalties that stopped drives. Your defense, though, however, had four picks last night and a fumble recovery. And Tay Martin, again, that name seemed to pop up quite a bit when we talk about the Sigel Stars defense.
Yeah, he had two interceptions last night. He about got one return for a touchdown. He played pretty well for the most part last night.
When you're going through that, you get into halftime, what do you tell you guys? I mean, it's kind of like you're just sputtering a little bit and things aren't going as you hope they've been going. And is it motivational, or do you just tell them you just do your job and things are going to work out?
Nah, that's pretty much it. We had the same thing happen over at Ravenwood. There was no atmosphere over there. It was an in-between game, and we went out and we played flat. You know, we talked about that all week long. That's I think probably the thing I'm most upset about is we talked about it all week long. We talked to our seniors about it all week long, that we didn't need to go out and play flat. This team's good enough to beat you, and they almost did. And I think that's probably the thing that's most disappointing is we didn't respond very well. We had a good week of practice, probably one of the better weeks of practice we've had all year. But we didn't respond to all the distractions that were going on and struggled against a pretty good football team.
Trayton Harris, you did have a drive in the third quarter that was huge in terms of moving the ball, keeping the clock. Trayton Harris, 58 yards in that drive. And I know you were pleased to see the offense kind of come alive there a little bit.
Yeah, you know, there were times that you know, that we got in a good rhythm and we moved the ball well, like we're capable of moving it. And then, there are times that we shot ourselves in the foot with holding penalties and those types of things, which, just stalled drives out.
You guys now are kind of in a three-way tie with Oakland and Smyrna, and I don't want to go through all the scenarios of what could happen and where you could, you know, wind up and all that kind of thing. I guess the important thing is you just got to worry about yourselves and take care of business of your own.
Yeah, you can't worry about, who's tied with who or anything like that. We know that the only control we have out of the whole situation is us and how we play and how we finish the next two ball games. You know, it's good that we have the sixth win, and hopefully six will get you in. But we would like to finish with two more, and if at all possible, get into the playoffs. You know, on a roll instead of, you know, backing into it with two losses. That would definitely be devastating.
Coach, I guess that's really the thing. You really want to peak at playoff time and not like you say, kind of just stroll in. You want to peak. And as a football coach, I think you're more worried about that than you are exactly who you're playing, where you're going to go, what quadrant, you know, that kind of thing. That's probably much more important to the coaching staff.
Definitely. I mean, you know, you don't want to go in sputtering. You want to be able to go in hitting all cylinders and playing, you know, the best ball that you've played all year. And that's one of the things I'm worried about our ball club right now. We've just been too up and down here lately in the last three or four weeks. And you know, we've played up to our opponents and down to our opponents. And you know, at some point in time, it's going to come back and bite you in the rear end and get you beat in a situation that's very critical.
Coach Greg Wyatt joins us here on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner. And Greg, I guess a question that I'm asking because of the past with Siegel, and I've been so familiar with the program and that kind of thing. Is that a game last night, though, that in a positive light, you might have lost that game maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
Yeah, probably, you know. You know, that's a good thing. I don't know if you can take anything good out of it or not, but I guess, you know, in the past, that's one that we probably would have given away.
Laverne Wolverines throw a lot of things at you, but they've got a couple of players that can make big plays, and I think the Cowan's kid and that kind of thing. So they've got a few weapons you have to kind of watch out for.
They do, and they're pretty good up front. And I don't think enough people give them enough credit for how good they are on the defensive front. Again, they physically whipped us. Their defensive front just physically manhandled us for most of the ball game last night. I mean, it was almost embarrassing at times. You know, Coach Stevens, like I said, has done it. That team is much more disciplined than they've ever been in the past. You know, I know they're going through some struggles and things right now, but I promise you this: he's got them in the right direction. They're playing good technique. You know, they're not out of position alignment wise, things that they, you know, in the past that you could expect them to, you know, not be in position, you know, pre-snap and things like that. They're where they need to be. You know, their technique is very well, you know, they're a well-coached football team.
Next week you travel to Independence, another team that if you don't have it together, they can show some stuff at you too.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good football team. They've got a good defense. They come from every direction at you. You know, you've got to be able to play discipline, and you know, you better bring something with you, because on defense they'll smack you around if they get a chance.
The playing at home, I know you control your, basically, in terms of any playoff scenario, whatever. But you're just looking at it, and as Ed would say, one game at a time. And you get by Ravenwood, you're going to be at seven wins. And then you've got Smyrna. We're not going to talk much about them, but Smyrna proved last night that they're for real, and they're a formidable opponent as well. There's no easy ones on the schedule. I don't see anybody,
no,
you know, anymore.
No. You know, we've got to get through Independence first before we even think about Smyrna. But I said a few weeks ago that I thought Smyrna was probably one of the better three-win teams in the state. You know, they've played a brutal schedule. And, you know, Matt's done a good job up there getting his kids regrouped and knowing, you know, having playing with a sense of urgency here lately. You know, that's scary. That's scary for us, having to go in and play in the last game of the year on a Thursday night, a shortened week. So, you know, right now we're worried about Independence, and you know, last 2 years that we've gone over there, we've lost by 1 point. We've given both of those ball games away to them late. So hopefully our kids will come out this week and they'll have a little bit of something to prove after this, last night's poor showing. We'll get regrouped and get back on the right track here.
I know there were a lot of penalties that hurt you last night, and that is a big key when you talk about distractions, isn't it? I mean, I think the lack of the – I guess it's got to be focus, I guess, in terms of penalties, that kind of thing.
Some of them are. Some of them are a lack of focus. There are some penalties that are hustle penalties that – I don't get too upset about.
But, sometimes shouldn't be called.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But it's a lack of focus. It's a lack of discipline. It really ruins your rhythm on offense. When you're in the middle of a drive, it can really, get you behind the chains and all those things that are negative to trying to score and win.
Well, and I want to be with your wife. A win's a win, and you survived that one. I guess we sound really negative on here, but I know the expectations for you yourself, and they're a good football team, and you expect that night after night. How are we looking on the injury front? And I know because this is some key time of the year, and how are we looking overall?
We're in pretty good shape. It's. Trayton got banged up a little bit last night with about the same injury that Stock had, Brent Stocksville had, just not as severe. So we don't think he's going to miss any playing time. Stocksville's back to about 100%, so we feel pretty good about that. We're hoping that we can get our starting guard back, Matt Tipton, who missed this week due to an injury, even though Shane McKnight came in and did a real good job. As a sophomore playing last night, I think just watching the film that I've seen, he played pretty well filling in for a senior, so I'm pretty proud of that. But we're hoping we're going to get him back. Other than that, we've just got some nicks and bruises.
Well, good luck at Ravenwood next week. Independence, we're going to be following you. So we're going to be out there to cover that game on WGNS coming up, and that's a 7:30 start at Independence. Greg, good to talk to you again, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Right,
I guess Brian will talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
All right, Greg Wyatt, the head coach of the Siegel Stars, 21-14 winners over the Laverne Wolverines last night to improve their record on the year now to 6 wins as well. So everybody's looking around that 6 win mark. And when we come back, I think we have Coach Thomas McDaniel in the house, and he's going to talk about the game against Smyrna last night. And we'll be back with more from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant as the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner continues right here.